Hello.
Hi, Joe. It's Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
How are you
doing? I'm doing real good. When I got down to Rockingham today, my partner went to, he had already been gone. He had to go to the airport to pick somebody up in Charlotte. So I must have passed him on the highway. but I still want to, I'm going back down there tomorrow to specifically discuss this in person with him so I could get this started. Okay. The name of his company is Superior Roofing. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Superior Roofing.
Okay.
Garcia Superior Roofing. But, our insurance is under the name Ashby, which is my company.
Okay.
Ashby Development. I don't know if he doesn't want to do it, I might just do it in, but I'd rather put Garcia Superior Roofing on the computer because that's what we need the exposure in.
Okay.
I need that on the exposure because we'll talk tomorrow because I can use Garcia Superior Roofing and then Ashby is the insurance carrier, because we're partners in that. And you could always have an outside company doing your insurance for you as long as you're with the same company.
Okay.
I know that because that's what we do all the time.
Okay.
So I carry the insurance, and on the insurance then, when we have a commercial job, we hand them the insurance papers, and on the bottom of the insurance papers, it has who's doing the work, which is Garcia Roofing. So that's standard.
Okay.
In the roofing business. So we're okay on that basis. The only thing, like I said, that I was worried about I don't want to do a background check on somebody unless he okays it. I mean, I just think that's infringement on somebody's, I don't want to do that. Okay. Now you could do it on me, but I don't want to do it on somebody else. And I think we should have, Superior Roofing right in front.
Okay, well, so, like I said, the background check only needs to go through anybody who's actually talking to the customers. So
he talks to customers just like me.
Okay. I mean, do you want me to give him a call? Would that be helpful at all, or?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, I see him every day, but I just didn't see him today because when I got down there, I was expecting to see him, and he had to take somebody to the airport.
Okay.
So he was going 100 miles the other direction from me.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But I had to be there anyway because there's a job we were doing and I had to make sure they had all the materials for that job. So he had left me, you know, he told me last night, make sure that you take care of that on that job. And I didn't think he wasn't going to be there. I just thought he was on another job. But, I will. You call me back tomorrow, but I will call you. Anyway, okay?
Okay, Joe, no problem. I'll give you a call tomorrow morning then, okay?
Okay. Tomorrow, make it around this time because I'm not going to see him until 9, 10 o'clock or something.
Okay, all right.
I don't even know what time it is now.
Well, let's see. It's 9, 10, 11. It's about 12-ish, right?
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, right? Okay, Joe. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.